Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're joined now by our buddy Pete Prisco, CBS Sports HQ NFL analyst. Prisco, what's up, bud? How you doing, man?
Good. How are you guys?
Great. I have a question for you. And I know you'll shoot this down, but just at least engage and entertain and just, you know, don't just shoot it down in like three or four words. Expound if you can. Why wouldn't, serious question, why wouldn't Urban Meyer and the rest of the Jaguars decision makers at the very least consider Zach Wilson for the first overall pick?
Well, they did. And they have. And, you know, Daryl Bevel was at his pro day.
So
they have considered him, and they have done the work on him. And the reality is they think, and they're right, Trevor Lawrence is a better prospect.
Okay.
He's bigger. He can do everything, anything that the other kid can do, and he's 5 inches taller, and he's got a – and granted, he's not a big kid either by any stretch of the imagination, but he's got a bigger frame, and I think that's why.
Okay.
I mean, you show me something that Zach Wilson could do that Trevor Lawrence can't do, and I'll agree with you, but I don't see it.
Yeah, no, I think that's the consensus, even though Zach Wilson rose very quickly up the draft board. Moving to the Carolina Panthers, who made an interesting trade for Sam Darnold. It seems like Teddy Bridgewater's on the way out. Why only 1 year to evaluate Teddy B? And are we sure that Sam Darnold's going to be a market improvement over Teddy B? We've had this conversation. We kind of know where Teddy's ceiling is, but I'm kind of confused where Sam Darnold potentially can go.
Well, I think a couple things are at play. I think Teddy Bridgewater started out very well last year, and you know, you hear that maybe he got hit on his leg at some point during the season. He wasn't the same quarterback, and that's a concern.
Mm-hmm.
And because he's had major knee injury. I mean, that thing, remember, there was some talk that he might not ever play again.
That's right.
And give him credit. He's one of the best kids in the NFL, by the way. I hope he's a long-time starter in this league, but they clearly don't think he's the answer. So if you don't think he's the answer, you got to do something about it. Where they were picking at 8, they weren't going to get up high enough, I don't think, without giving away the farm to go get one of those other guys. And you hear that the two guys that they wanted were Lawrence and Wilson. So if that's the case, you know, why not trade for Sam Darnold? He's only, what, 23? He
yep.
turns 24 before the season. And see if you can make a reclamation project out of him. And Sam Darnold, in fairness to him, hasn't played with a lot of talent with the Jets. It's not like he's going to a team that's loaded with offensive talent because they have a big hole at left tackle, but they can fill that in the draft maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But why not try and do it that way? So I think that had a lot to do with it. The year with Teddy Bridgewater probably told them that he's not their answer. And so why not try and solve it by going out and getting Sam Darnold?
Yeah, I mean, if they stick at 8, Sewell's going to be gone, you would imagine. I've said, I brought up the kid Slater from Northwestern a few times. He'll be there at number 8. And, you know, they've got vertical weapons. They've got innovative coaches and concepts. They've got an all-purpose superstar, McCaffrey. We'll find out pretty quickly is what I'm saying. If Darnold's got a little game, which I think we all think he certainly has a lot more than he showed in New York, which gets us to the 4 spot. You know, I think there was a thought, now the draft starts at 2, but now, you know, the Jets are taking Zach Wilson, so that's obviously altered a bit. Now it's probably easy to state that the draft begins at 4. What do you think the Falcons do? What do you think they should do? Before you tell us what you think they will do, what do you think they should do?
So you automatically have McCorkle going at number 3, huh?
I've got, I don't know if it's going to be Fields or Mac Jones. A quarterback's going number 3, yeah.
Yeah,
that's, definitely.
By the way, that's Mac Jones' first name is McCorkle. So I was
McCorkle.
Yeah, I think, yeah, they're going to take a quarterback. I would take Fields. You know, the words around the league is going to take Mac Jones, but I would take Fields. I think Fields is a better player than Mac Jones.
Yep.
And at four, if you're the Falcons, what would I do? I try and leverage that pick and move down a couple spots. And a quarterback needy team, whether it's Mac Jones or Fields who goes off at three, then a team that wants to move up to four and might like Justin Fields or might really like Mac Jones, leverage that pick and move down. You hear the Lions are maybe in the game. The Bears might be in the game. The Broncos might be in the game. That's what I would do if I were the Falcons. I would not take a quarterback. I would try and move that pick down. If you move a couple spots down, you're still going to get either Sewell, Pitts, Chase, one of those guys.
Yeah.
And so I think that's, I mean, they don't need Chase, but I'm talking about like, okay, the Bengals could do the same thing.
Yeah.
If you're the Bengals, move down a couple spots, then you get Sewell, Pitts, or Chase, and you get extra picks. And so I think that's kind of where they are. By the way, you mentioned Slater. I think Slater's going to play guard in the NFL. I think he's a guard. I think he'd be a great, great, great guard, one of the all-timers if he moved inside. I like Darrisaw at left tackle. I think Darrisaw.
We had him on. Yeah.
I would take it left.
Virginia
tackle.
Tech. Yeah. We had him on the show last week. Yep.
Yeah. Slater has played all over the offensive line. Those versatile guys. You need them. That's how David Deal was for us with the Giants when he first got there. You know, Pete. You know, this we haven't talked about Deshaun Watson in a couple days now. But it feels like it's getting to the point where he's not going to play this season, at least not to begin this season. What have you heard regarding the commissioner or the NFL's investigation into what's going on?
Well, I think they got to be careful with it, and I think they are being careful with it. Again, whether it's the accusers, the victims, or whatever, you have to be careful with it, and you don't want to pile on him just yet. You got to let the legal process play out.
Yeah.
You know, but the more you hear about it, it doesn't look good for him. Let's be honest. And you know, somebody said to me the other day, why does he have 40 masseuses? Why 40 different ones?
Mm-hmm. It's a good question.
Myself,
it's true.
Well, somebody made a case to me that, okay, maybe the 18 that came out in favor of him, and Tiki, you would know this as well as anybody.
Yeah.
The teams have a list of guys that they, or girl, women, that they get, they want you to use as massage therapists.
That's right.
And that way they can keep an idea of what you're doing. If you go to a massage therapist, and you got a hamstring problem, they want that massage therapist to be able to tell the trainer, look, we worked on this for an hour. This is what we want to do. Yet some of the ones that he used clearly were not recommended or part of the team. And I think that's where the issues are coming into play. And look, you never want to see this for anybody, but if these are true, I would be shocked if there's not a criminal case. And again, I mean, that's just my speculation, but if you guys see the allegations, they're damning.
It doesn't look good at all. No, it doesn't.
You know, if they're true, does he play again?
Yeah, I mean, forget this year. It's ever, right? It creates, and it's one of the weirdest, most precipitous potential, I'll put that in potential, potential downfalls that we've ever seen. I mean, it's because it has nothing to do with this game. It has everything to do with is off field. I mean, I don't want to get into the Aaron Hernandez category because that was egregious and horrendous. But you don't see this very often in the NFL. Guys who are as famous and successful as he is don't usually misstep like this.
No, and that's the, but again, I've said this, and I've been around this league for 30 some years, and you guys have been around it for a long time, and you played in a Tiki. You have no idea about anybody.
That's a great point.
And it's not just in the NFL, it's in life. You think you know, you don't know. You have no idea what somebody does in their spare time or what kind of issues they have or what they're going through. We have no idea. That's why everybody says, oh, he's a great guy. Look at him. He's a fantastic guy. But everybody has issues and things, and I think that's why we can't sit there and automatically say, remember about 2 months ago, oh, my gosh, how could the Texans do this to him? How dare they?
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you right now, he'd probably be the first one to say, I hope they want me back.
That's true. Yeah. That is true. Pete Prisco's with the CBS Sports HQ NFL analyst. What is your – we're both pretty bullish on this team. I just feel like they're going in the right direction. We both like their coach. They've got some weapons. You feeling the Giants ready to make a big jump this year, Pete?
If Daniel Jones takes the next step, I think the Giants have a chance to win the division. I mean, that's look who won it last year. The Washington football team won it last year, and they weren't very good, and they didn't have a quarterback worth a damn. So I think the division's wide open. The Eagles seem to be going in the opposite direction. They got Jalen Hurts. You know, we don't know what he's going to do. He's going to be their starting quarterback. And then you have the Cowboys have all kinds of injury issues coming up. You know, are those linemen going to get healthy enough to protect Dak Prescott? So I think they can. I think the Giants can make a push in that division. I think Washington signing Fitzpatrick on the one-year deal was a smart move because they're good enough in a lot of spots. They're good enough on the defense for sure.
Yep.
Still need to add a corner, I think, and maybe another linebacker. And maybe another big play wide receiver. I know they added Samuel, but a bigger receiver. And they're good enough. They're good enough to win a division. But the Giants are definitely good enough to push them in that division.
Let me ask you this, follow up on the Giants and Daniel Jones here. Now, I'm not saying they should. I think Daniel Jones has some talent. He's got a good arm and he's got quick feet. So the basis for him to be a productive player is there. But say if the Giants very quietly, and I know that this won't happen, but I want to see where you go with this. If the Giants very quietly put him on the market, you know, people that Gettleman trusts where he knows it wouldn't get out, and phone call. What do you think he would command or they could command for him on the open market compared to what Darnold just got, what the Jets just got for Sam Darnold? Comparable, more or less?
More. You get more for him.
Why? Because he has another year to go on his contract?
Yeah,
okay.
And you get a late one for him, maybe a couple twos. Yeah, I think you get more for him.
Wow.
I think Daniel Jones has talent. I really do. And you get Galladay for him now. You got somebody who could stretch the field. Evan Ingram, you know, some days he looks like a star, other days he looks terrible. Mm-hmm. I think the young linemen will grow up. I think Thomas and Pert will both be good players, you know, and they'll get better. Defensively, again, who rushes the passer? That's always the issue with them. I mean, the down guys are good, but who's the outside rush guy? And I think that, you know, aside from that, they have talent on that team. Did they overpay for Dory Jackson? Probably. But they need a corner help. So, yes, to answer your question, I think they can push for the division.
Yeah, and by signing Galladay, they found a way that they now don't have to take a wide receiver in the first round with their first pick at 11. They can go with one of these edge rushers. Pete, before we let you go, because we're running up against the clock here, what's the draft going to look like in Cleveland?
You mean in terms of, like, will the commissioner
like people,
be there calling?
Yeah, people,
it's
you know,
still
going
to be a limited version of what we've become accustomed to. I mean, it's not going to be like last year, but there's going to be a split. You're going to have some in Cleveland. You're going to have some virtual. You know, again, I go back to a lot of the stuff I said earlier, and I've even said on your show, I don't know if we're ever going to get back to everything the way it used to be.
Yeah.
I think they figured out a lot of, like, those owners' meetings used to go for 4 days, three, 4 days. Guys would go there, all the executives. I don't think they're going to do that anymore. The combine. How much money do teams spend sending every person in the organization to the combine? Well, then they're going to step back. They drafted last year. They had they had the combine last year. Not having it this year. Will they send everybody again, or will they limit it? Remember, because every person on the coaching staff, every person on the scouting staff, everybody went to the combine, and it cost a boatload of money.
Yeah.
Teams might step back and say, hey, we'll send X instead of the Y we've been sending and save some money. So I don't think things are ever going to come back to what they used to be. I think they're going to learn to do it differently, and it's probably smart because you can save a lot of money.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.